of Mr. Dennis Prager of the Prager Report. And Dennis Prager this last week found the wheel, as I like to say. He did an article that came out on World Net Daily entitled, "The Legal System is Now Our Enemy." Well, thanks a lot, Dennis. I'm glad you finally found that one out. Maybe he even listens to the program on KRLA 870 AM Smart Talk. I hope so. And all sincerity, Dennis, thank you so much for joining in pointing out to the public what everyone across this country knows is that our legal system is full of poo-poo and caca right now by judges and attorneys that think that their poo-poo and caca doesn't stink. And on this program, I know I vacillate sometimes between being simply outraged at these morons out there to be basically your more sedated individual trying to explain to you individuals that may be listening to my program, maybe for the first time. But I'm not an attorney, and I'm proud that I'm not an attorney, and no, I never want to become an attorney. Because don't think that, well, gee, Gene, if you're an attorney, you can get involved inside of these court cases and clearing all this stuff up. No, I couldn't. Because the court cases we now have inside of a court system is a bunch of nonsense. It's all a rigged court. Don't you get it? Don't you get it? Now, you individuals that have not heard the program before, or maybe just tuned in for the first time, have already maybe heard from other individuals that I am not a talking head. I'm not going to provide you just stories about abuse of individuals being hurt by the legal system. I've been a victim myself. I can explain to you my problems and my issues. And really, that's why I started my program a year and a half ago over in Santa Cruz, California, near Monterey. Why? Because I had an experience with local attorneys and local judges involving Elaine Pinnell, a big real estate company. If you simply all tie it all together, it regards money and who's getting paid off and bought off. So what I did was, when I encountered that and I had my own attorney sell me out every step of the way after gutting me of hundreds of thousands of dollars, and for you individuals out there that say, well, gee, Gene, if you had hundreds of thousands of dollars, you're a rich guy. You deserve everything that happens to you because I don't have enough. You know what? Turn off the goddamn radio and go someplace else, because that's the type of person that I don't need listening to my radio program. I don't need it. Because I'm standing up because I have gotten victimized, and I talked about it. But what I did was I decided that I was going to go all across the country and send out a flare. And I was going to see if there's other cases that were very similar to mine that people had experienced the same types of problems at. And of course I found out there were. And you know what their major problem was? Not being able to expose it or talk about it in their own local areas. Because everybody made them out to be the bad guy. And when I say everybody, the everybody means big law firms that have a lot of money, that are connected to judges, that are connected to media people, that can call up that reporter and get that reporter to come and kiss his butt by doing a little special article or favor for him. And therefore, that reporter next time gets a scoop about the next dirty item the judge wants to have publicized. But of course, not about an attorney or about a judge.